them. Some are called Sammogacchadmika, some are called Tattvadharachadmika. Who is Sammogacchadmika? Srimati Radhakurani, Kandavali, Padma, Bhadra, Sriva, Samala, like this. They are Tamadmika. Sammogacchadmika, Tamadmika. Under guidance of them, Krishna, Radhika has so many types of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Kriya Sakhi, and Priya Narma Sakhi. Among them, that Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, they are called Tattvad Bhavachadmika or Bhavallasvati. They are called Manjari. Jiva has quality to attain up to this point, Pran Sakhi or Nitya Sakhi, up to that, not more than that. But who is an incarnation of any Sakhi is this different thing. Like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, like Prabhudananda Saraswati, he was Tunga Vidyas before, Sarva Damodar Prabhu was Lalita Devi, Raya Ramananda Prabhu was Visakha Devi, not for them. Who is doing sadhana, one perfection in this line? They have to serve Krishna, divine couple, in the mood of Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi. They are called Manjari. Jeev can achieve up to this point. So, here, if we serve Krishna in this mood, then Krishna will be controlled. Krishna, in this regulative devotion, spontaneous regulative devotion is pleased but not controlled. But in spontaneous devotion, is controlled by Sakha, by Vatsalya and by Madhur. But gradually, is more controlled by Sakha than Vatsalya, and more controlled by Vatsalya than to Madhur. Every is so much controlled by Vatsalya, by Madhur. Even he prayed the lotus feet of Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi. Once, Srimati Radhakurani became pleased to Rupa Manjari. Can ask Rupmanjari, you can ask any benediction. Then Rupmanjari is telling, if you are so much pleased, then you can give benediction. Yes, no problem. Radhika told, I can give my own remnant cloth, full set. No, I don't want this kind of benediction. What kind of benediction you want? Well, I can take this benediction any time, that your remnant cloth. I get so many times. I received it. So one kind of benediction you want, and Rupanjali is telling, Karunamur Arthai Vrindavana Chakravartini. You are Chakravarti of Vrindavan. That is, emperor is called Chakravarti Samrat, Radhika like Chakravarti Samragi. If what you want, you can donate anyone in charity. So I want this benediction. If you please on me and give this benediction, when Krishna will come to meet with you, he will take permission from me at first. If you allow him, then he can meet with you, otherwise, without my permission, he could not meet with you. Radhika became so happy and embraced Rupmanjari. It will be. So, Prabhupada Saraswati mentioned in his prayer, Jap kinkari subhausa khaluka kubani nittam parastha purushastha sikhanda mole. What that day will come for me? That Krishna is praying the lotus feet of that Manjaris again and again. And that Manjari will serve the, clean the kunja of divine couple. If my day will come, that fortune will come, that I may be one stick of the broom, then they can use for brooming. Their kunja, their groves. This idea of our Prabhupada Saraswati and Gaudiya Guru Parampara. So in this spontaneous devotion, Krishna is too much controlled. Once this retreat in Malaysia, Gurudev was delivering speech in the residence of Lalita Didi. And Gurudev told, we want to be independent, don't want to be controlled by anyone. Nature of all living entity. But in spiritual life, there is one stage that all want to be controlled. What to save out anybody? Every Supreme Person, the Godhead, want to be controlled by Radhika, by her love. So everyone in this world also want to control by love, not by anything else. So in Gaudiya, Gaudiya Guru Parampara, our Guru Maharaj also in same mood, that mood of Pranasakya and Nitya Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, both of them. In all Gaudiya Guru Parampara, who came in Mahaprabhu's line and doing association of bona fide Gurudev and bona fide Vaishnavas, all of their mood is same. Under guidance of Rukmanjari, they want to serve divine couple. So Guru also came in this world to preach this. So he mentioned in his, all these things in his article so many times. So today's appearance day, we have heard so many things from Gurudev. And Gurudev also coming in a couple of minutes. So when Gurudev took sannyas, Guru Maharaj took sannyas, and Param Gurudev used to order him for giving class, delivery speech, he used to take Srimad Bhagavatam and only reading slokas and his anubad, stanzas and nothing else. He was so shy. And Param Gurudev told, you have to go for preaching. Then when he start preaching, then hours of hours, no need of any book, because which he reads once, never forgets, up to date also. 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, no problem. So Guru Maharaj once telling us that I became so worried when my Guru Maharaj, that means Param Gurudev, ordered him to for preaching for go outside. Well, I became upset. I have to do so many service here. Yet my Guru Maharaj is sending me for preaching. How it is possible for me? I became upset. When I start, up to date I am preaching everywhere without any stopping. Any kind of siddhanta, everything is manifest in his heart. Any question you ask, immediate answer like Gurudev. Everything immediate, without delay. So, at present in Gaudiya Math, I never seen such personality like Gurudev and Guru Maharaj. They are like same, their activities, their behavior, their ideas, as it is, same. So when we meet during Brajamandal Parikrama or Gaudmandal Parikrama, and we discuss with the servant of Guru Maharaj, that Maharaj do this, do that, and he also speak with me, everything is same. Their idea, their external activities and internal, both are same. So the both of them came in this world, associated of Srila Param Gurudev, to fulfill his inner desire, and they are fulfilling his desire. Keep going. Once Gurudev and Guru Maharaj both was in Calcutta, and I went market and do appointed so many things, not in our mod, anywhere else. Because when Guru Maharaj is sick, he went or another mod in village. He don't want to come. Then Gurudev taking myself and two three brahmachari. We arrived there, he told now military order. I could not stay anymore. Maharaj came here to take me away from here, I know. So I could not delay. They came, then we are hosting anywhere else. Then when I came, then they are talking each other. I went market, I have to purchase so many things. So always I keep 2-3 days. 2-3 times Stephen with me for Gurudev. Then I told that you have not taken breakfast yet. So this is bag of breakfast, Stephen, and this is key. This is a water container, and keep on going. And they don't know what is this, because Maharaj never take anything by his own hand. Guru Maharaj also never take anything by his own hand. Nobody was there. Both of them became hungry. Then they opened the Olakanath group. Gurudev told, "Oh, Nobin has given me key. Let me open this bag. What is there?" Then they opened the bag and they finished everything. When I come back, they told that, "Nobin, your bag is empty. You have to fill up again." I'm like, "Yes, I fill up my bag for both of you, not for myself." Then they are telling that, "Oh, I should not be many years in this world. I shall go fast from in this world." Gurudev told, "No, I shall go fast." Gurudev, "No, I shall go from far. I shall leave this planet fast." Then Gurudev told, "If you leave this planet, for whom I shall stay? I shall go fast." Then Guru Maharaj told, "No, you have to do so many things. Guru Maharaj, that means Param Gurudev, he arranged so many things for you, you have to do. Other than you, none can do this in this world." Then Gurudev told, "I am a cardio patient. What can I do? I may die any moment. None can say when I shall die. Nothing I can do in my life anymore. My life is useless at present." Guru Maharaj told, "Who told you this fact? You have to do so many things. You have to do very big service of Gurudev. He is keeping for you only. None can do this." When Gurudev went preaching first time in European and American tour, then Gurudev memorized this word. Then he is writing letter. Tear is falling from his eyes. Then, "Maharaj, now I remember what you told us before, 3 years before, that Guru Maharaj keep very hidden treasure. You want to take very good service through me. I could understand at that time your view. Now I am realizing myself in every state. I don't know English well. I have no knowledge, good knowledge in English. I have no knowledge of Western country. But now I am realizing by myself, by causeless mercy. Oh, this service you want through me, now I am realizing that your word is true. So Guru Maharaj, you want to keep your word true. So he sent me, he dragged me in this Western country to preach his mission. Now I am realizing myself." And he is dictating, here he is calling, and he is dictating this. So, today, Sri Krishna Prabhu was mentioning that he was a good astrologer. And Guru Maharaj told, "I don't think so, I don't know. I spent with him more than 30 years, I don't know. But I want to memorize this, but I become silent." Because there is no chance that Maharaj will come, preach, and his health will be very good as before. There is no chance. His health was going down, down, down. But causeless mercy of Param Gurudev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Param Karuna Avatar Chintananda Prabhu, they bestow their mercy, and his preaching is going on. Gurudev massively taking service from me. I have no quality to serve him. Because you know, one conditioned soul could not serve elevated soul according to his desire. It is not possible. But massively, if he takes service from anyone, what to say about me? Just like when Baladev Prabhu went for preach, when Naimisaranya through Kurukshetra, then low person should not respect him. Then he cut his head with his hand. And all rishis became upset. They request Baladev to, we became very upset. From whom we shall hear Harikatha now? Then Baladev Prabhu asked them, "Do you want alive, make him alive again? I shall give him alive again?" "Well, no, you don't want this. What you did is okay, complete, it is very good. But please arrange to hear Harikatha for us." Then Baladev Prabhu called his son, he was quite naked, 5 years old, Lomaharsan Sutta, Ugrasava Sutta, and Baladev Prabhu bestowed his mercy and inspired all tattvas, all theories in his heart, and he started Harikatha. So they are so merciful. So his bona fide Gurudev, he is also manifestation of Baladev Prabhu, from whom he wants, he can take his service. His service never will stop. So we should not be proud that, oh, I can serve Gurudev, none can serve like me, it is not good. Because when I was not in mod, not joining mod, the service was going on very well. Suppose if I die immediate, then his service never be stopped. Because Mahaprabhu arranged some servant for his service and he'll inspire someone, make him qualified to take his service. So please, I request you all, please bestow your mercy, then this kind of idea will not come in my mind in the whole life, life after life, that I am qualified to serve him, without me none can serve. This idea should not come. Not to me only, I request that this kind of mood will not come anybody's heart, that is not good for our progress in Krishna consciousness. So, Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, they have very intimacy. If Gurudev told anything, he never denied. He always support him. It is externally look like quite opposite, yet no. But we could not reconcile, this is our fault. But we have to reconcile how it is true to extend their opinion is same. So now we will come. I know nothing. I have heard something from you only.
He said, by your mercy, he is doing everything.
He told what I told him only. Everything.
Not everything.
But... You know that he has told so many things. Today is birthday of Pujya Pat Bhavan Maharaj, the president of Gauri Vedanta Sangha. He joined very early, in 1930. And he was admitted to the school or Bhakti, you know, the institute. And he was very intelligent. Gurudev used to give him one lemon juice for one shloka, if he will remember. And he used to remember more than 20 shlokas a day. To all other brahmacharis, but it was very hard for them to remember one shloka. But he used to do that. So, and he was in lower class. Oh, he remembered all the shlokas of Gita. Gaudiya Kantha, Bhagavat, Marichimala, you know. The many, many shlokas of prominent shlokas of Srimad Bhagavata. And suffered so much. All the Vaishnavas, especially cleaning the places where Vaishnavas used to take prasadam and to distribute water, lips for taking prasadam, bringing vegetables from
garden,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu garden, so much. So, he was serving Gurudev so much. Prabhupada also at that time. After that, when Prabhupada and in Aparakat Lila, there was some
dispute.
Problems among them. Shanava, the acharya of that time, was made that he became characterless. And all the Vaishnava requested my Gurudev that what should we do? Then he told that you should wait. You want to change Acharya. Because Bhakti
Vishnu Thakur, Jiva Goswami, and all of them has told that A.K. Guru is fallen, fallen down. Definitely he should be. And new Guru, transcendental Guru, should be done. Or if a Guru, at the time of initiation, the disciple was not so much qualified to know that that Guru was qualified or not. And after that he saw that he cannot make me advance in transcendental Krishna service. So he should be given up and a qualified Guru should be there. Otherwise we cannot improve in our transcendental Krishna service. Kajuri Varda. We have left our homes, wife, children and everything. Why? Not for making a group or society or anything. We have left everything for the service of Krishna and to realize who am I and what is the object, aim and object of this life. So if that object is fulfilled, and who can fulfill? He is our Guru. Otherwise, he is not Guru. If anyone is helping in this, then he may be a path pradarsha Guru, a way shower like Guru. Or he can be Shiksha Guru. But really, a Diksha Guru and Bhagavat Parampara Shiksha Guru is needed. If Guru is giving Siksha and Diksha, oh, it is okay in all respect. But if our Gurudev, I thought that he is qualified so much, he is qualified in chanting and remembering with me. But if he cannot give Siksha more than that, then having honor with him, and we should ask him, that whether I can go to a revealed and qualified place. And he will tell that you can go. If he is not giving order, then we should think that, oh, he is so...
Self-interest.
Anyone worldly thinks. So, Vishnu is left also Guru. But those Guru, oh, you can go to Jiva Goswami and others, right? Qualified Guru, oh, then you should have honor also, and you should go to any Bhagavad Parampara Guru, and thus your object should be fulfilled. But if our object is hampered and we cannot progress, then you have to think that where is the loop and hole. If it is hope, loop and hole in myself, then I should correct. Otherwise, I should have a very bona fide Guru. Thus, if we see that my purpose is not solved and my fault is not there, so that Guru who is fallen down, he is not serving this Guru there. He is not following the path of his Guru Parampara. Then he should be given at once. And he should go to a very realized and a strong personality who has served his Gurudev, serving Gurudev, and he is in the line. And he is also in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is also in the line Anarkiticharim Chira Karunya Utrinakalam Samarkayukamandakyadasham Shapakrishna. He is giving the same line which Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that line. He is in the line of Rupa Raghunatha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Gurudev. And also in the line of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, who knows the internal modes of Swamiji, actually. Not only following outward the things of Swamiji. And we see that those who were serving him outwardly, so much, but not inwardly. They are going falling down, falling. Still, there is no stopping falling. So we must know all these things. He was, when Guru Maharaj was like a leader of his group, all God brothers. Guru Maharaj was very humble and very strong in established truth. So he told them, we cannot follow this bogus acharya. At once they should give up. And they gave up, and his all senior God brothers also came out of but that against party made a case against him of murder class. They murdered anyone themselves. And they
accused.
And they filed a case. And it was a very serious case. There were so they met so many
witnesses.
And so many, it was very big conspiracy that they should be murdered, and then we will be monarch of all and we will be acharya. At that time, Guru Maharaj and Narahari Prabhu, Krishnadas Babaji, you know, there were so many, about more than 20, were in jail. And at that time, there was no helper to this party and Guru Maharaj. Baman Maharaj only was, and he was like a child of only 16 or 17. Only. And he used to cook for them in jail. And also he used to go to
lawyers
and in the court and pleading. Everything he was doing. And chanting, remembering, reading books. So many disciples of Prabhupada were there. But they became nervous and they left. That we cannot go to court and we cannot
go to
life practitioner, barristers, and we cannot go. It is waste of time. But Bhanu Maharaj always doing all these services. At that time, Guru Maharaj saw that Bhanu Maharaj is not has been initiated. So in jail, he called him and gave initiation there in jail. So that he can cook for all the Vaishnavas. And I know that person, oh, high class. Narahari Prabhu, have you seen or not? He was the private secretary, and he was the mother of Srila Prabhupada, and mother of all
Gaudiya
Vaishnava, like mother. For children, he was like mother, and for all others, he was like a father. He was the storekeeper also. He was everything in Chaitanya Mat. So he was also in jail. So many Narasimha Maharaj and so many. But after some time, it was cleared that it was only a conspiracy, not actual. And it was proved that who was murdered, actually he was not murdered. He fell from a tree.
Dead tree.
He was going to take juice and he fell down.
By himself.
And after that, there came. So Bhavan Maharaj, from that time, he was private secretary of my Gurudev. At that time, we are not Brahmachari, we are not joined much to become Maharaj, myself and others. He was private secretary, letter writer, always cooker, washer, his clothes, and everything he used to do. Once they were in Bagh Bazar when Guru Maharaj established a Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, in which Abhay Charana Arvindra, you know Abhay Charana? Who is he? When he was not taken sannyas, he was like a grihastha, a family holder. He also came there. About 30 persons were there, but prominent Guru Maharaj and Swamiji and Nishinkananda Brahmacharis, only 5 or 6, and all are like.
member.
Founding member. The Swamiji was very close to Gurudev. You should know. From beginning, from 1922, they were very bosom friends. So, Bhavana Maharaj Malli was the cooker, and his all broad brothers who came from jail and all others who joined our Gurudev, about 40. But Bhavana Maharaj used to cook for all, to distribute also, both times.
Every day.
And washing all the pots, clearing pots, and also writing letters, all the things. See, he was doing. After that, we went. Once I have heard from any Guru Maharaj perhaps, that once so many Vaishnavas were there, and there was some day of any Vaishnava appearance day or anything. About 100 what brothers of Gurudev were there assembled, and Harikatha was going. But Guru Maharaj heard that today is no cooking. Who will cook? He went and he saw that Bhavana Maharaj has 103 or 104 temperature, and he was sleeping and trembling. Guru Maharaj told that, oh, you are sleeping? At once get up. And you should go to kitchen and cook at once. And he got up and he went to kitchen and he began to cook. And he cooked for all, more than 100%. And doing so, his fever came down so much, and he was okay. But after that, when all took prasad and very delicious, Bhavana Maharaj used to know very good, first class cook. I have something learned from him. Because I was householders, so many servants were with me in police department for me to cook and to do this, that. And in house, all my mother and all other friends. So I never, but in mutt I used to cook for my Gurudev, very delicious. And he was very fond of. Sometimes anyone is giving him something. Oh, I think that Gaur Narayan has done it. So I learned something from Pujya Baba. He was so quickly
cutting vegetables. Same size.
Very fast. In a 2-3 minutes, he will cut all the vegetables. He was so quick. But when I used to do, he warned me that your fingers will be cut. Always supporting and nursing me. So he was very, very kind to me. For me. Because I was new. So in this stage also, when it is fever or not fever or anything, he was ordered and he used to do all these things. Once, when I joined and we were in Churshuda Mutt, once he was ordering, typing,
composing, reading,
printing also in machine.
By hand.
And once, and he was doing, his fingers were cut off
in
some right hands. All this. And he became faint. Blood was so much coming. Brahmachari went to Gurudev in his home and he told that, oh, Bhavana Maharaj has cut his fingers in flesh. And hand has been crushed. And Guru Maharaj at once began to weep and took him to Calcutta, about 30 miles away from
Churshuda.
In a special car he was taken and in medical college. And in 4 or 5 days he returned to his family. At that time all fingers were cut. But after some time, gradually they Now anyone cannot their fingers were. And thus. So, I done so much service. But when Guru Maharaj used to tell him that you should go and take class, then he used to tell me that you should go. He ordered to become Rakti because to become one is also I am so much busy with this thing. He never used to go for
preaching
or begging bhiksha. Never he used to go. From outside the person, he was not willing to speak with them. Only children, no, he used to chattering and pattering so much things only to them. And they used to come to him and he used to give prasad. So all pious of Chuchula were very satisfied and very appreciated. Still now, though pious, now old, they appreciate him. Also, when we joined, to become Maharaj, myself came, and also some others came. Guru Maharaj established Gaudiya Patrika in Pampana, and he made Vivekam Maharaj and Narsingh Maharaj auditor. And Bhavan Maharaj printer. And myself and Vivekam Maharaj and so many others of their auditor. And Swami Maharaj made chief editor general. Or Sanghapati.
Chief editor.
Editor like this. And Bhavan Maharaj used to do all these things. Composing, taking the writings of my Gurudev. It was very wonderful that if we now go to write any essay or article, we'll have to collect some books and to see references. But Guru, I have not seen my Gurudev that if he was writing any article, dictating, and he had any book or anything for reference. Never. And he used to
dictate.
At the time of Parikrama, when thousands of devotees were there to do Parikrama, and all are engaged in them, all are coming to meet with Gurudev, and Bhavan was waiting there with pain and
paper.
That you should dictate one article at last for some quality editorial. Because tomorrow you will have to give it
Narsingh Dev.
So, now we have no time and we are only waiting for your article. And in the meantime, so many thousands of persons are coming to do pranam in here. And then he concentrated his mind. And he began to write like this, three, four pages, so much, and in continuous. And it was wonderful that no mistake in Bhavan Maharaj's writing, never to see again, to look, oh, where is
spelling mistake
or anything. Everything is complete. The dictating of Gurudev was complete, nothing to
no defect.
Nothing to correct for him. And he used to be given in praise and in very short, in 3-4 hours, it was complete and next day it was given to him. When Guru Maharaj became, we used to go with our Guru Maharaj. Everywhere for preaching. Sometimes Bhavan Maharaj used to be in praise, looking after and publishing articles or Gaudiya Patrika or any book like Jaiva Dharma in Bengali and other books. And he used to go with Guru Maharaj. Sometimes he also used to join Guru Maharaj, order that keep it to Tripika Maharaj. And to Tripika Maharaj will see, and you should come. So at least about 10 sannyasis and about more than 20 or 25 brahmacharis, he used to go with Guru Maharaj in preaching. Everywhere in Bengal, in Assam, in Bihar, Odisha, not Odisha, everywhere he used to go. Only our presence was preaching, nothing to preach.
And nothing to it.
We never thought that you should bring and go to beg and this, not. But preaching was so heavy that in our parikrama, I have seen that about more than 15,000, about 20,000 pilgrims used to take part in our. Now more are coming. Our parikrama party is very, very
vast, big and vast.
So, it is the mercy of our Gurudev that still all grand brothers and sisters, all are together. All have so much faith on me. On Maharaj, Tripika Maharaj. Tripika Maharaj don't want to go on any problem. He resigned everything. Then they gave all the burden to him. Also, Bhavan Maharaj gave burden and all. And I'm serving anyhow, not qualified, but serving. So we have so much love and affection within us. And that is why all permission, all sannyasis, even today, they follow us. And our Gurudev, they are also not only artificial or outward, inward. They want to improve their Krishna consciousness. So we should also have an object. How we can increase our
Krishna consciousness?
This is the main thing. So Prabhupada has told, or Guru Maharaj also tell, Swamiji as same thing. Don't be worried for anything that you are liking in this life. And don't be engaged your senses only to maintain your life and to collect worldly things. Don't. They cannot please you. So you should know how we can serve Vishaya Krishna in the guidance of Ashraya Tattva, Puyasa Tattva, Guru Tattva. But main original Ashraya Tattva is Srimati Radhika Parvati Prabhu. And among them, Srimati Radhika is more prominent. So how we can serve Radha and Krishna and do that? In the line of Rupa Goswami, this is our aim. If it is not fulfilling, we are hampering for this, then we should weep for this. And for this, we can take shelter of any Vaishnava as a siksha. And if my Gurudev has gone to hell, give him all things, his Guru line, taking the money and all Ws, then we should love them and try to develop our Krishna. This is our main thing. How we can develop our Krishna. So we should try to select an association, bona fide association of Krishna. All our Guru Paramparas, Guru Dharti. So we should try to do. If no good association, situation, we cannot be attacked. Never. Go.
Namanande.
Llama.